Another food distribution program is scheduled to occur in Lamar's on Saturday. The program is sponsored by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and Adri Reich is serving as one of the coordinators of the free food distribution. She says that the program is similar to the food distribution program that was held in Lamar's back in October.
Lamar's was selected again, a kind of privilege, to receive the truck, and this time we will not be sharing the truck. We accepted the whole truck, which is 931 boxes.
Reich says that this time the boxes are larger and contain additional food items.
The boxes are heavier than last time. They're 33 pounds. It will be 3 pounds of apples, 2 pounds of onions, 1 pound of carrots, 3 pounds of oranges, and 3 pounds of potatoes. And then the dairy includes 1.5 pounds of sliced cheddar cheese, a variety of smaller yogurt, and cottage cheese. And then there is a quart of liquid eggs. There's a package of pulled pork. There are smoked sausages and hot dogs. And then a gallon of milk.
She says that the food is free and the program relates to the problems encountered by producers when they needed to market their commodity products during the early months of the COVID-19 virus.
It began in May of 2020, and it is the Trump organization and largely the Trump family, after animals were being seen on TV euthanized and milk was going down the drain. They figured this out, that there should be a way, and so it's called the Farmers to Families program. And I believe as of October, and then we went into the fourth round from November and December, but as of October, there were 100 million boxes distributed.
Reich says that organizers have a better plan for the distribution process. She says people are asked to remain in their vehicles and go to the Lamar's United Methodist Church parking lot.
We are much more organized, and so we're asking the people to assemble shortly before noon or thereabouts at the Methodist Church, which is hardly two blocks north of the convention center. And then we have people, police and volunteers, that will direct people through lines, and there will be 4 stations at the convention center, and we're going to run it through drive-by only. So it's cold out tomorrow, and it's a heavy box, so they will not have to get out of their car. They just drive by, and we will give them the food, and off they go.
A total of 931 boxes of food will be distributed to the public, and Reich says that there isn't any qualifications, as the food is for everyone.
You know, actually, there are no specifications put out by USDA or by the government. Anybody can drive by, and no one has to sign anything or answer any questions.
The food distribution program is scheduled to begin at 12 noon, and people are asked to go to the Lamar's United Methodist Church parking lot. You will then be directed as to where to go to pick up your box of free food. Unfortunately, due to COVID-19 and the gathering restrictions, not everybody had an opportunity to see the hometown Christmas event that took place on the weekend following Thanksgiving. But that has not stopped officials from sharing some joy this holiday season. People can now tune in to the airing of the 30-minute videotape broadcast of the hometown Christmas event on the following local broadcast stations and get yourself into that holiday spirit. The program will be featured on KTIV Channel 4 Saturday, December 12th at 6:30 p.m. and then on KCAU Channel 9 Sunday, and then again on the 13th of December at 4:30 p.m., and again the following Sunday, December 20th at 4:30, again on Channel 9. Hometown Christmas is a new event offered by the community of Lamar's. The overall goal of the event is to support local businesses and bring people together for Christmas joy during the most wonderful time of the year. Lamar's Chamber of Commerce awarded the December Employee of the Month to an employee of Total Motors. The honor was presented to Greg Thompson on Wednesday. And back in August, Thompson marked his 20th year of selling vehicles. However, Greg would likely describe those 20 years as more than just selling cars. It has been 20 years of building relationships, helping friends and family, watching families grow, and being there for others during their best and worst life situations. Throughout the working day, Greg is either seen with customers in person or over the phone. And if you see a phone call come in from Greg, it is likely to see how you are doing or wish that you a happy birthday. Total Motors is fortunate to have such a dedicated and hardworking employee like Greg Thompson. Greg works 6 days a week and is always the last one at work on a nightly basis. He has not had the easiest road in the last several years as he's battled cancer and other health concerns. However, Greg's relentlessness and determination will not allow him to take a day off unless it is absolutely necessary. It is evident by what means the most to Greg in his life, and that is his family and the support system. Greg might not show it, but when you hear him talk about his family, you can tell that they share a special place in his heart and give him the drive to do what he does best. Our congratulations go out to Greg Thompson with Total Motors for being named the December Chamber of Commerce Employee of the Month. A panel reviewing the state's tax receipts has concluded there's a very slow economic recovery ahead, and the group is predicting state tax revenue in the current fiscal year will grow by just 0.5%. However, the Revenue Estimating Conference predicts that state tax collections will expand by 3.7% in the budgeting year that begins on July 1st. Holly Lyons of the Legislative Services Agency is one of the three panel members.
I think all of us will be glad to see the year 2020 behind us, but this year more than ever, it's hard to look ahead to the next year with any clarity.
The current state fiscal year ends on June 30th, and the council's tax collection prediction for the next fiscal year is nearly $300 million higher. Iowa Department of Management Director Dave Rader says that the big question is whether wide distribution of COVID vaccine will stoke the economy.
Do we need economists or do we need psychiatrists to really help us determine what is going to happen?
Reuter says that the economy won't start growing until people believe that the pandemic is coming to an end and they start spending their money on goods and services again. The Revenue Estimating Conference predicts that the state of Iowa will collect $8.25 billion in the next budgeting year. That total is what the governor will use as a basis for the state spending plan that she'll present to legislators in January.